855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line here on Free Talk Live's live Tuesday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Derek
J. Do it again, Derek.
And Derek J.
Sorry. Pushing the wrong buttons here. Our normal first chair host is out. I don't know, petitioning the government for some kind of redress of some sort or another. And it's you're stuck with me and Derek.
Lucky you. We should always be so lucky.
So, we're going to throw all the rules out of the window here. Derek, what do we need to deal with that stuff? But you should go to freetalklive.com. Check out the website there. You can call in, talk about whatever you want, and on the website, you can link to whatever you want, whether it's news stories, blog posts, videos, that kind of thing. People will vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same there. The number here to get a hold of us is 855-450-FREE. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. But here's an interesting story, and I think that it speaks to just how crazy the public school system is getting.
Just another bizarre encounter with public school officials.
And I don't know whether public schools, whether teachers used to deal with things better or not, but, you know, in this age of the internet, when you get news stories from all over in a blink of an eye, we find out a lot more stuff.
No, teachers are getting worse. There's even a movie called Bad Teacher. So okay. This is what's happening.
I'll take your word for it. This is from thesmokinggun.com. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched last week to a Florida elementary school after a girl kissed a boy during physical education class.
Uh-oh. What's the danger here? So
somebody, let's hope she has Ebola on her lips, so at least it makes some kind of sense. Nope. School brass actually reported the impromptu bus, I'm not sure, B-U-S-S, this is a word, as a possible sex crime.
Oh, my God!
According to Lee County Sheriff's Office. Now, Lee County,
was it consensual? Was he, like, attacking this girl or what?
No. She kissed him.
Oh. Oh, well, okay.
This is...
What grade are they in?
It's an elementary school.
Okay, so
I happen to know, having read a little more about it, that they're 12, which the math doesn't seem quite right to me, but I suppose you're 12 in elementary school. I know I was going to high school as 14, 13 even.
Well, okay, so some 12-year-olds are kissing in school, and this is cause to use force?
In Lee County it is. The assistant principal of Orange River Elementary School called the cops after a teacher spotted the smooch Wednesday at the Fort Myers school.
So the principal called the cops. Thought that they needed,
this was
the police needed to get involved here.
This was an appropriate use of the police, I guess. This could be a sex crime.
So this is crazy. They're just trying to wash their hands. These public officials are just always trying to pass the buck, saying, whoa, it's not my responsibility. If I just report it to some higher authority, then they'll deal with it, and my hands are clean. You know, I'm sure this principal was just worried about parents calling in and then having to take ownership of being like, yeah, you guys are freaking out over nothing.
Is this the first kiss that that this principal has ever dealt with?
It can't be. I mean, it seriously can't be. I don't know how this got so much attention that, like, oh my gosh, some kids are kissing. Is it because they were the older kids in the elementary school?
They
were
the older kids. I kissed a girl when I was 6. I mean, it didn't mean much, but
hey, even I had girlfriends in elementary school that I kissed. There is nothing unusual about kids doing this sort of thing. And absent of being forced to go to this school, I'm sure they would be able to choose a better time to show their affection for one another. But unfortunately, they're forced to be there.
Yeah, I don't imagine that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there or anything, but I can't imagine there's any tongue kissing going on. Whatever.
Well,
in fact, Margaret Ann Herring, 56, initially called child welfare officials who directed her to contact the sheriff's office, according to a report.
No.
She called HRS to have people. What? I mean, what? Who committed the crime here?
I don't see it. Did someone like scream out like this is inappropriate? I didn't want this person to touch me. Or was the kid complaining or anything? Any reports of a complaint?
I have no reports of that. It was
something happen, and it looked just kind of nefarious.
Yeah, a teacher spotted the smooch, so it doesn't say that the boy cried out in alarm. The kiss apparently occurred after two girls debated over whom the boy liked more.
Aww.
That's when one of the girls went over and kissed the boy, apparently. They had a little bet on and decided that it would be a, you know, this one girl said, well, I'll get the leg up and start kissing him first.
What a lucky 12-year-old. My gosh. Already in a love triangle.
I don't know what's lucky about that, but I suppose you have to go through it at once in your life. The redacted sheriff's report notes that Herring stated there were no new allegations of sexual abuse as far as she knew. Deputies did not appear to be further probing the preteen kiss. What?
Oh, my gosh. So they ran some sort of criminal investigation into this?
Well, they almost have to. I mean, when a school principal calls in and says that there's been some kind of, elementary school sexual escapade going on.
Imagine your day coming home as a police officer sharing with your family, oh, you'll never guess today that the crimes I stopped. I reported and investigated on some children who were kissing. I mean, can you imagine? But I wouldn't even be able to face my family. They would laugh at me.
I can't imagine any of this. Well, I don't think that the sheriffs in this instance, they really didn't have... They had to respond. And what I think the most despicable thing here is the principal, because the buck's supposed to stop with that person, and she decided to pass it.
No, I mean, the buck could easily have stopped with the police when
but
they
it did.
Said... Yeah, but they could have said, no, lady, you're crazy, we're not handling this one. It's clearly not an emergency, you're insane.
Well, I'll tell you, if you call the cops out to your house and say, you know, something has happened, they're going to be there. In the same way, this lady called and said, something has happened, and they went to the school, especially on the word of a principal.
All right.
I mean, they really, I've got to say that the cops handled this as best one could hope. They, you know, did whatever cursory investigation, found out that this had to do with a kiss, and said, yeah, we don't handle kisses.
This is just another perfect reason to end public schools altogether. Because, you know,
that's my opinion. Right. The public school principal can't handle two students, one student kissing another student, when it doesn't appear to be, you know, sexual harassment in any way. I don't know. I mean, you know, it could be, but...
That is insane. That's totally crossing the line. I mean, no one was complaining here. And where's the outrage from... I don't expect there to be outrage from parents who are going to say, you overreacted. I want our kids to be kissing in school. Because then it's going to look like they're just supporting kids just making out all over the hallways. And everyone knows that's not what school's for. But if the kids would just have a choice as to where they spent their time and the parents would have a choice as to where they sent their kid, then I think there would be more communication between the parents and the administration, right?
Yeah, I wonder how this would be handled. When I was at the Christian school that I grew up in, from kindergarten through eighth grade, you know, they... Hand-holding was discouraged in 7th and 8th grade.
They actually addressed that? Oh, kids, you know, you better not be holding hands. Or they just saw people holding hands, they would address it. Or they preempted that.
They preempted, and you know, they would address it on a pretty regular basis.
Oh,
the hand-holding was discouraged.
Now, why is that? It was just a show of affection that is non-sexual. It's hands. People shake hands in the professional world.
If you want my opinion, I think that the real reason is because they, you know, you're dealing with a variety of different Christian folks that have a variety of different beliefs, and they have to sort of toe the line to the strictest of them. Otherwise, the strict ones will holler out in in upset over the kids. The next step is them, of course, making out in the hall.
Well, it sounds like at least those parents have a choice as to whether or not they want to send their kid to a school where they're going to be that strict about it. I mean, I would prefer a school that would just make no scene of this. It would just, they would let it happen, and that's no big deal. That you can keep learning, kids.
I didn't have a lot of say in what school I went to in 8th grade, 7th and 8th grade.
Most of us don't.
Yeah. But there was an incident where some girls at the door of the girls' locker room flashed their broad chests to one boy, and that caused a real ruckus. 855 453. Do you think that, do you think kids should be arrested for kissing?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites. and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-FREE. The last four digits are 3733 in case your phone doesn't have the letters on it. I know that can be frustrating.
It's terrible.
It is. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
Live Tuesday edition. I hear Ian might be back, so, you know, maybe if you hang out, you'll get to hear him, but
keep my fingers crossed.
Who wants to? I did an Edgington Post tonight, Derek, and that is a recorded interview that we stick at the end of the podcast.
Woohoo!
I do them now and then. I used to do more, but I've just been just darn busy, I guess. Things have changed since, I guess, Ian went to jail initially, and haven't really got back into the swing of things, but I did do one this evening. So
we'll get our fill of some Edgington Post.
That's right.
All right.
It's an interview with Jim Babka regarding the Obamacare, the Virginia case that has to do with repealing Obamacare.
Awesome.
And that kind of thing. So they put a brief in, and I thought it was worth talking about.
Hey, that's exciting.
And if you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, how to get evidence, how to make motions, how to do everything that you need to do when you're dealing with the guy in the robe. If you don't know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts and costs less than an hour with any good attorney. The 4-CD course, so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend, but it has everything that you need to know how to do all this stuff. Go check it out at jurisdictionary.com. Download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters. Use the free legal dictionary. Watch the free videos. Buy the course. When you do, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. So if you can call in and talk about how immoral it is for elementary school students to be kissing, but...
I don't know anyone who's going to call in supporting that.
No, that really was... That's one of those slam dunk stories where everybody's just like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I don't think that there are going to be parents calling the school administrator saying, like, this went way too far.
Some of them might be saying, you can't handle kissing students.
Yeah, I hope that...
You made it all the way up to principal and you can't handle kissing students?
Yeah, you would think she could deal with that.
But something happened yesterday here in our own Keene,
yes,
New Hampshire, regarding Ron Paul, a candidate that many liberty lovers are fond of.
Yes. So shall I share? Okay, so
yes, tell the story.
Occupy Keene, there was a mic check of Ron Paul. So he spoke at Keene College yesterday,
yep,
and his speech was interrupted by a group of the Occupation Keene.
Yes.
Just a section of them. Not everyone from Occupy Keene decided to participate in this event. They had no message, really, except that the system, there's something wrong with the system, and that they are the 99%.
Yes.
And I think they just wanted to grab some media attention.
I absolutely concur with you on that.
But they missed the opportunity to do something beautiful and of great import. They totally could have had a really cool interaction with Ron Paul, like, are you going to end the wars? And then he could have, responded, like, of course I am.
I wonder whether they were completely, just didn't know who they're dealing with.
It sounded like they initially had no clue.
Right.
They thought he was just some politician.
Right.
Like,
hey,
every
somebody's
other.
Running for president. Let's go grab some attention. Which, that could have been the case. But they did seem to be converted by the time he was done speaking to them, which was like a minute later. If you get to see the video of this, they mic check him, which means that one person speaks and then people repeat what he says.
Exactly.
That's what the Occupy Wall Street folks do. There was really no need for it in this particular venue. You could hear what the guy was saying. However, that's what they did. In order, it's a signature thing. And, then Ron Paul at the end says, you feel better?
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? He really took it smiling and then just let them do their thing, let them have their time and their free speech. I mean, contrast that with how Michelle Bachmann was mic-checked when she was speaking recently, and the police escorted her away. She had to, like, end her speech early, come back later, and finish things up. But, I mean,
she just couldn't handle it?
Yeah, that's how she responded to the Occupation coming and sharing their freedom of speech with her.
Well, I don't know whether one has the freedom of speech in during a candidate's speech on what would ostensibly be private property. However, you're dealing with a college which receives a great deal of federal funding, so then one can make the argument for that.
That's how I would see it. I wouldn't say if you go into someone's house and just start calling them names that you have the freedom of speech to do that on private property.
I have a problem with the hollering out, if politicians aren't there for a town hall meeting or a round table, if they're there to give a speech.
Yeah, I mean, I say faux pas.
I don't know what the term was for Ron Paul's thing. If it's for a speech, then I think people came to see the speech and you should let the politician speak. However, if the politicians come and say, well, I'm on a listening tour –
I kind of did hear that it was like a town hall style event. So, I mean, he did have no problem with it. It seemed to...
He handled it adroitly, there's no doubt.
Ooh, yeah, it didn't faze him. He was smiling and then, you know, did ask him if they felt better, which I thought was a considerate thing to do. Like, hey, you're some people who have some grievances. I'm a politician, so he heard them out, and I'm glad he was... concerned with how they're feeling.
Yeah, I felt that it was handled quite well. I think that he came out looking very good. I've heard some people say, Occupy got one, Paul! But I don't feel like they watched the same video I watched. The video I watched, the occupiers seemed pleased with his message post mic check.
Well, and so did the audience, too. If the audience wasn't ready for this or wasn't familiar with Ron Paul's message, they definitely heard that he was saying... Well, I agree with a lot of the things you're saying, 99%. I've been a part of the 99% for a long time, and I've been fighting the 1% with ending the Fed and, breaking down huge government offices and always trying to slash budgets. I mean, that's really striking at the 1%, I would say.
It seems to me that if the 1% is going to vote, maybe some of them are for voting, maybe some of them aren't, I would say that their best choice is Ron Paul. If they think they're going to get something different out of Obama, they probably realize that that's a mistake at this point. So who else are they going to go for?
I totally agree. I feel like the 99% and the 1% all benefit from a Ron Paul presidency.
I don't think the 1% will benefit from a Ron Paul presidency if the 1% is the ruling class.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who's ever in charge, the parasitical class, they're not going to benefit because... You know, parasites, frankly, do better inside of a governmental system. And you've got to consider that there are, when you consider all the politicians, all the families of politicians, all the government workers, all the families of government workers, all the private companies that have contracts and do, say, 50% plus 1% of their business with the government, and then all the families of those people, you're talking about a percentage of the population which is around 50%.
Right. I can't see.
I don't really believe this 99%, 1% thing anyway. It's a way of creating divisions.
Well, I totally hear the division thing, and I do agree with you that the ruling class is most of the problem, but I was taking the 1% versus 99% as being a financial difference, like 1% of the wealth.
I gotcha. There's people in the 1% that would benefit and people in the 99% that would benefit. But there's plenty of people in both classes that wouldn't benefit
from
a Ron Paul presidency if such a thing were to happen. Free Talk Live, 855-453. Got a reason why the Ron Paul presidency would be a bad thing? Call us at Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 28th, so call now. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the Live Tuesday Night Edition with Mark
and Derek J.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We also give away archives, lots of archives, maybe thousands of hours of archives.
For the last 5 years?
That's right, last 5 years at archives.freetalklive.com. You can go there, get them. That'll keep you busy for a while. It's archives.freetalklive.com, completely free for you. Let's go to, we're going to jump right into the phones here. Actually, after I tell you about SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your company. They'll do it with respect in a way that will allow you to keep your clients, too. Not only get your money, but you keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Let's go to Howard in Pennsylvania. Howard?
Hello?
Howard, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing? Hey, Derek.
Hey, Howard.
All's well.
What's up, man? Hey, fellas. I was calling. I wanted to talk about Mark Emery. I heard he's going to be at this event you guys are promoting called the Liberty Forum.
That is not correct.
Jody is. That's
Jody. Jody Emery, his wife.
His wife, Jody, yeah. She's so awesome. And I started hearing you were talking about this guy, Jack Spierko, is going to be on here, too. And I had known him from a podcast that he does called the Survival Podcast.
That's right.
Pretty fond of him. I think he's a good guy. But then when I heard that Jody was going to be there, I so want to be there. But the reason why I'm calling is that, I don't know, Mark, I've been a listener for a while, so I don't know if you remember me at all, but we used to be Facebook pals, and I had to get off of Facebook. But you gave me some really considerate advice from an email I wrote to you about a time, and I was having some pretty bad drinking problems, and asked you some questions about addiction. And I really appreciated how thoughtful your reply was. But the reason I'm calling is because when Mark was first in prison for that whole speed thing, you know, they extradited him.
Sure.
Jody called in because she's a friend of your show. And
that's
she
right.
asked people to write to Mark that he was in jail and he was having, you know, just going through struggles and stuff. So I started writing him. And it actually is like an amazing thing that's developed because I didn't really know him that well. I mean, I'm a fan of cannabis. I like it. But
Canada in general?
Cannabis?
Really, I like cannabis, yeah. But I really didn't know what all that Mark was about. So I started writing him letters in jail, and it was actually like an outlet for me because I was going through such hard times. But I would just write him a lot of stuff because that's what Jody asked for. Just say, write him what you're doing, how, you know, your day is going. I was just, you know, trying to help, and I would write him a lot, and it acted, and Mark actually started writing me back, and I've gotten like five awesome letters back from this guy, and it's developed where I've like become where I've really known, and I really appreciate Mark and Jody so much and all the work they've done. And I just wanted to share that story. It's so awesome. The guy is like such a good guy, and it's like,
I've heard everything that's the case, is that he is really a really awesome dude.
An amazing person. I just wanted to call in and tell you this story because he's actually become somebody that I call a friend, and I just value him so much. I just thought it was important that I call in and said it because Free Talk Live, really, you guys, like, introduced me to Jody and all that. So I'm, like, so wanting to go to this event. It sounds like so awesome. So, you know,
well, I hope to the Liberty Forum.
I hope you can make it to the Liberty Forum. Let's talk about it real quick, so I'll give folks the information in case they're wondering, what the heck is the Liberty Forum? The Liberty Forum is from February the 23rd through the 26th here in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm not in Nashua, but it's nearby here. It's in New Hampshire where I am. There's probably a better way to construct that sentence. In the elegant Crown Plaza Hotel, and of course you've mentioned some of the speakers that are going to be there, including Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, and Nick Dranias, John Lott, several of them, Clark Neely, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. And you can get your tickets now. Not only do you get the early bird discount, but you can get the Free Talk Live discount, which is, you know, significantly less than what the normal rate would
How
be.
How long away is this, Mark? I mean,
February the 23rd through the 26th.
Okay. Cool.
Right. So now's the time to get the ticket. FTL2012 is your coupon code. And Howard, I do appreciate you calling in, and keep writing Mark, and I'd like to see you when you come to the Liberty Forum. Thanks very much.
It is so helpful to receive mail while in jail. That
it's
is
nice.
Just so nice that Howard took his time to be a letter pen pal with Mark.
Yeah, in Mark's situation, he's been in there a very long time, going on probably 2 years now.
I mean, it's your only connection to the outside is the letter communication, so that's wonderful. Good on Howard.
Well, that's good news. This sounds like bad. Jay Noon calling from Massachusetts. Jay Noon, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hmm.
Yep, there
Hello.
He is.
Oh, okay, now I hear you guys.
Okay, great. What's going on, Jay?
Well, kind of had a rude awakening this morning, very rude one. And I got woke up to pounding on the doors. Probably 10 or so men with badges and guns.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I come down the stairs of my house, and they're already coming in the house.
Oh. They just came right into your house?
They just came right in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They got to, well, I'm still a little shocked about it, but, they had a secret hearing, ex parte hearing, at Palmer District Court, and the judge waived all the necessary notices they're supposed to give you, you know, before they throw you out of your house.
Jeez.
What?
Because of what happened last time.
Because
it's actually handwritten right on the eviction notice.
Because people were prepared for it last time? Is that what you mean, Jay?
Right.
Well, last time what happened was, Ian and I, amongst a bunch of other folks, must have been close to 50 people, showed up at your house with cameras and essentially staked out the place for when the bureaucrats came. And they were circling like vultures, but they wouldn't come in with all those folks around. And you had some legal recourse that some tricks up your sleeve that apparently staved them off for quite some time. I mean, it's been a few months. That was probably early summertime.
That was June. That was just after Pork Fest.
So, if I recall, Jay, didn't you call up the sheriff and kind of just ask him why he wasn't coming that day? And he didn't get back to you?
The constable. Yes.
Okay.
I did call up the constable. And you got that right on the video there. If anybody wants to look at the very first the Free Keen TV there, show, all that video's in there.
Right.
And called them up, said, hey, you defaulted on your own notice. And so
now this time they just didn't send out any notice.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't want to be caught.
An actual hearing in secret.
How could they do that? I mean,
yeah. What is?
Well, they do whatever they want, Jay. I know, but
right. They don't follow the law because they're corporations, not government. See, government agents have to follow the law. They're corporations calling themselves governmental agencies, but they're not government.
And you're talking about Palmer District Court?
I'm talking about Town of Palmer District Court, City of Keene. They're all municipal corporations that call themselves governmental agencies, so they don't have to follow any law. Because what they do is they basically strong-arm everybody into, or coerce or convince or trick everybody into contracting into their law and contracting out of, basically constitutional law. And by no means am I done with them yet.
Yeah, I figure you're not, and that was my next question. What the heck are you going to do about this? This is your house.
Well, what I did is I did some trustee appointments back in early June and May.
Mm-hmm.
April, May, I did some trustee appointments. And what I did is I appointed, because these governmental corporations, or these municipal corporations, what they essentially do is they create trusts, such as a name on a driver's license and all this stuff, and then they... That by you signing anything,
Jay, I want to hear a little more about this, but just hold the line if you would here. 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. More with Jay Noon.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Sickle Toll Free call in line here on this Live Tuesday edition with Mark.
And Derek J.
Derek, we were sitting here enjoying our Vapor Smith's vaporizers during the break. And
this is true.
You were a smoker at one point. We read a study here. Actually, I guess you're probably still a cigarette smoker. I was at one point. And we read a study on the air that said, I think it was on Sunday, that said that there was a study done of some smokers. They were given an e-cigarette. And 6 months later, half of them had cut their cigarette consumption in half, and a quarter of them had stopped smoking entirely just from this little device, which is makes it a heck of a lot more successful than most of the other smoking cessation products out there. And these were people that had opted out of a smoking cessation program. So this works on the sort of recalcitrant smokers.
Yeah, the people who are fighting it.
Indeed. And you can get a Vaporsmith's e-cigarette for free. All you have to do is go purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com. You'll also get free shipping. 40 cartomizers cost $70, so you can see a cartomizer is has the equivalent nicotine of a pack of cigarettes. So you can see that, well, this is a lot better deal than regular smoking, and it has a lot of benefits of smoking without a lot of the detriments. 22,000 times healthier. You can smoke just about anywhere. Fast shipping. One of the best e-cigarettes made on the market today. It's Vaporsmiths.com or 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Let's go back to Jay Noon in Massachusetts. Jay?
Yes.
Excellent. So continue with your story of your house being taken from you today without you even getting a court hearing.
Oh, that's right. Well, anyways, the original eviction, it said it expired in 3 months, and that was issued on May... Well, it was either June 9th or May 9th, but so they had a new hearing, and in the paperwork it was September 7th when they had the new hearing, the ex parte hearing, the secret hearing they don't tell you about. They do and the chief of police told me, he goes, oh, yeah, they had that in executive session. And I said, see, there's more evidence. This is not the judiciary if they're having an executive session.
Yeah, what's an executive session in the judiciary? I mean, the executive is supposed to be the law enforcement branch. Why in the world would they not allow you to even attend your own hearing?
Oh, right. Because they presume that I am a subject of the United States, as described by the 14th Amendment. They presume everybody's a U.S. citizen or a subject. And I had done all kinds of paperwork with these guys explaining to them how I'm not a subject, and I'm not bound by these private municipal laws, and I am not a U.S. citizen. In fact, I'm a man.
Right.
And you know, and all these laws apply to persons. If we look up the word person, it's a, you know, or all these statutes, I should say, apply to persons. If persons are corporations, trusts, or trustees in bankruptcy. I mean, just look in any law dictionary, that's what it says. And so anyways, government creates all these trusts, and what all they simply do is they apply them to you. And you basically consent to them either by not saying anything or by signing something like a library card, voter registration, driver's license, any of that stuff.
And that's how you become bound as a subject?
Well, that's how you essentially become bound as a subject. So I never got any of that stuff. And, I had a driver's license and stuff, but I personally revoked the driver's license. I revoked that contract with the state, got rid of that, sent an affidavit to the whole nine yards. So this is what really stopped them the first time.
So why didn't it stop them this time?
Well, because they just had an ex parte hearing, they came to my house and said, hey, listen, you're trespassing. I said, no, this belongs to the town of Palmer. I said, well, I have no contract with that corporation.
Right.
All these towns are corporations, they're not government.
How did you get 10 unwelcome men with badges and guns out of your house?
He left it.
I didn't get him out of my house.
You didn't?
It was just...
No. His house got taken.
It was me and my pug, Louie. I mean, we weren't going to put up much of a fight, you know?
My goodness.
Well, I don't think putting up a fight is going to do you much good, frankly.
No.
What's the plan now, Jay?
Well, the plan is I appointed Linda M. Conley, who's the Chief Justice of the Massachusetts District Court System, and John G. Walsh, who is the comptroller of the currency. And if anybody wants to Google John G. Walsh, they'll really get a little education on what that guy does. But anyways, he's out of Washington, D.C. So I appointed them as trustees of this trust, Noon Joseph F. in all capital letters, which is who they claim owes the taxes, which is a trust that the town created. Now, and I also put in the trustee appointment, which they had 72 hours to refuse, which is the same thing these corporations do to you when you get a driver's license, register a car, register a land and a registry of deeds, all these things. So they're the trustee appointments, and what's going to happen is they're going to be my next step is to lien them each for about $900,000. I put an exact number in each document, I took them documents to the registry of deeds. I put them in there. Then I took the registered copies and I certified and mailed them to them two individuals. So this happened to a guy in Utah who's helped me out a lot with this. And he did the same exact thing, and they kicked him out of his house the whole nine yards. They actually took him out of his house at 2:00 in the morning.
Did it work for the guy in Utah?
Well, what happened with the guy in Utah about a little less than a year later, they gave him his house back. He leaned two individuals for $900,000 each, and there was nothing. These guys couldn't buy property. And since then, he's helped six other people do it. Well, five other people. He's been successful with this six times, and he's the guy that's been working with me on it. So
awesome.
Well, I hope that this works for you. I'd like to present this. I'd like to present some stuff for some people who are saying, what? This guy wasn't paying his taxes? Of course he had his house taken. He deserves that. Now, you live, you happen to be a volunteer firefighter in the town in which you live, or in municipality, right?
Yeah, I've been a volunteer firefighter for 16 years.
And now, what do they pay volunteer firefighters?
When I first got on, they were paying the guys like $1,200, and now it's that like, I think somebody told me it's at like $1,900.
So you're getting...
A year.
But you refuse that, right?
Yeah, I never took a paycheck from them. I thought that was ridiculous to take a paycheck to be a volunteer.
Now, and also, now, what are your taxes? What would the taxes be on that property if they, per year that, you would be getting, that they'd be getting?
About $2,000. Well, just under $2,000. It was just shy of $2,000.
So they're paying you $1,900, and you're refusing to take it, and they're charging you $1,900, and you're refusing to pay it.
Right. But,
My goodness.
Even if, you know, the, my point is you don't own the property if you have to pay rent on it.
I understand your point, but there are people out there that don't care what your point is. They just care about, they care about the government, and this needs to be done the way it needs to be done, and they tell you that you had to pay it. You know, and I want those people to understand that you're coming from this in as righteous a position as a man can. Now, you don't have any kids, right?
Oh, I don't have any children, and I would never even put them in public schools if I
Right,
did.
So your kids aren't being a drain on the town or anything like that. You're a net positive for this town. You don't have five kids that are costing everybody a bunch of money by putting them in public school. You are keeping your kid. You have no kids, so you're not costing them anything, and you're doing the volunteer firefighter thing, and you're not taking a paycheck. So this really boils down to the government wanting you to fill out their paperwork, because you would be taking the check, cashing the check, putting the check into your bank account, then writing them a new check and sending it to them.
Just go along with our bureaucracy.
That's what it's about for them.
Oh yeah, and like even like me personally, I'm very much. I mean, I want to help my neighbors. I want to help everybody else. You guys kind of know how I am. But like, we had this nasty snowstorm here a couple weeks ago, knocked all kinds of trees down. I own my own bucket truck. I was out clearing town roads just so people could get through with my truck, doing work, just stuff like that. And, you know, actually, about 3 weeks ago, another local farmer in town had a load of hay catch on fire on him on his trailer.
Oh, my.
And then he called me and said, hey, we got all this hay in the road. Would you have a dump truck or something to come pick it up with? I was right down here picking the hay up off the road.
Jay, how can people get behind you? What can they do for you right now?
Well, the best way people get behind me is to not participate with these municipal corporations, which is really hard for people to grasp. But, I kind of really don't know the most realistic way for people to get behind me. I'm a little lost right there because...
Jay, keep us updated. I do appreciate you calling in. 855-450-3733.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.